As always, I pray that you're doing well, that you're experiencing the presence of the Lord, and that you feel embraced by His incomparable love. So in this little series we've been doing, we're talking about integrating a few acts of liturgy into our day-to-day lives. I hope you've been doing that. I have. We talked about using an invocation numerous times a day, a time when we are inviting the Holy Spirit to be present with us, to empower us, to give us wisdom and guidance. I hope you've been doing that, beginning of the day, throughout the day when you need those simple words, come Holy Spirit, make us more aware of your presence. They can have a profound impact on our lives, and I hope you're finding that. We also talked about the power of doxology, the idea of a stated response of praise to the goodness and generosity of God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, as St. Ignatius would say, paying attention to blessings great and small. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, you heavenly host. Pray Father, praise Son, praise Holy Ghost. And so integrating doxology is a place of praise, a place of gratitude. The more we see and recognize the incredible generosity and mercy and grace of our Father in heaven, the more we're able to truly respond with a great sense of praise and generosity. So I hope you've been doing that. Two acts of liturgy, the work of the people, that happen Sunday by Sunday in most churches that we're seeking to integrate into our day-to-day life. But now we're going to talk about the third, and if you will, the final act of liturgy that we're going to put into our lives, and that comes from the word benediction. Now, when I was a young man and I went to church, I loved the benediction because it meant the service is over. And as a kid, that's where happiness would dwell for me. That long time of preaching and singing songs that weren't relevant and seemed to my life finally came to end when the pastor would stand and say, it's time for the benediction. And I always thought benediction meant things are over now, you can go home. But that's not actually what benediction means. It's benediction, good word. And it means the last good word. So there's all these words and songs and praise and activities and community that happens in the life of a day-to-day Christian service. But then there is a benediction, the last good word. Meaning if you don't get anything else, get this. This is the blessing that will hang over us throughout the days to come as we embrace it. Benedictus, good word. Now, I must admit that given the news, I think we could use a lot of good words. There is so much tragedy, travail, bad news that we face every single day. I tend to spend some time looking at the news most days, and I'm often stirred to prayer because of how sad things are. Just this last week, there was a tragedy in Missouri where a boat overturned and people lost their lives, 17 people lost their lives. And of course, all the news about politics and the economy, crime, it's significantly difficult. And so what would be the benefit, I guess, of a benedictus, a good word? It is to lift our spirits and to remind us that even in light of all this, God is still on the throne. All things will come together in Christ. The slow work of God will move toward completion in Jesus. Years ago, I read a book by a man named Paul Hindebusch. I believe he was a Roman Catholic priest. And he talked about a practice that is implied, it seems, in the book of Psalms. And it comes around these little words, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. It seems that there was a practice that, in light of all the suffering and all the struggling and all the sinfulness and all the brokenness, the disasters and the trials that the Israelite people would face, that there would be one good word, and that good word was the Lord reigns. That was the benediction, the benedictus. The Lord reigns. And so you could imagine the Israelites listing all their concerns for their family, for their friends, for their nation. And then over those concerns, they would shout. Hanabush called it the festal shout. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. When I went out to California to plant a church, and my wife went along, and a wonderful family named the Walborns, Ron and Wanda Walborn, and some other families. We rented a warehouse and we painted it. It could probably sit at the time 100 folks. And we had written and stenciled across the wall, "The Lord Reigns." And that became known as the Lord Reigns Room. We reminded ourselves all the time of this reality that in spite of what we're facing, there is a good word. And the good word is that God is in charge. Even the book of Revelation gives us that theme, that it seems that when Christians are taking it in the throat and it looks like the evil one is going to win, if you look into heaven, you see that they're already setting the table for the great banquet and the celebration of the victory of God. And so benediction is our willingness to say a good word to bless, a word that can carry us along, a word that, if you will, sticks deep inside, that holds a center when things are difficult. I've come to believe that all of God's people have the power to bless. Paul says that in Romans. We have the power to bless and the power to curse, and Christians should not be into cursing. Christians should be into blessing. And one of the ways that we can be into blessing is by saying the good word. Speaking a word of affirmation, a word of encouragement onto people's lives in order that they would be uplifted, that they would be centered again on Christ and the wonder of Jesus and the glory of his name and the promise that in him all things will come to completion, that we are drawn near to the heart of God. Did you know that the word blessing means to kneel before? It's a notion of service. It's a notion of honor and respect. And that when we say a good word to someone, that's in essence what we are doing. We are saying a word that can honor them and respect them. Last night, I was at a wedding. My wife and I were at a wedding, a wonderful wedding. I have a very close family friend named the Kaufmans. And they held the reception in this rustic old barn. It was great, but I was feeling a little bit stuffy, so I went outside. And as I did, this young woman that I know came rushing out when she saw me, and all she wanted to do was to say a good word about how our Facebook page and some of the things that I've been posting there have lifted her up. And she said, "Thank you." And she said to me, "Make sure you keep doing that. It's really helping." And you know what? That was a good word. That was a benedictus, a good word that lifted my heart, that encouraged me, that reminded me that these things make a difference in people's lives. This is something you can do. Not only hold on to a good word for yourself, but dispense a good word. Wow, what a tripartite liturgy it would be for you and for me if we were willing to invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit, give praise in the doxology through the day, and look for the opportunity to hold the good word and to speak the good word to people who are struggling. Now, that doesn't mean that we downplay people struggling, that we pretend like it's no big deal. No, sometimes it's a huge deal. And yet, those words can be very meaningful to people. The other day as I was walking, I was thinking about a very precious woman that's part of our community, young, struggling with cancer. And every week I try to send some word of encouragement. And I sent a word of encouragement to her. I think the word simply said, "May you experience the healing presence of Christ today." Later on in the day, she sent back and said, very timely. I didn't think more about it, but I saw her at the wedding last night, and as I saw her, tears formed in her eyes, and she came and said that she had had a chemo treatment, and she was really struggling more than usual, and that word was an encouragement. I was so grateful for that. Just a simple word, And yet I felt compelled of the Lord to give the good word. And in giving the good word, she was encouraged. And I've received that encouragement myself. And I think it's something that you can do. You know, we've talked before about how planting the smallest seeds can bring forth great fruit in the kingdom of God. That's what giving a good word is like. You're planting a small seed that is going to go forward to make a difference in people's lives. Have you ever noticed Scripture is filled with benedictions, good words? And often a pastor at the end of a service will turn to one of these statements and say it over a congregation. I did it. I've seen pastors do it over and over again. They lift their hands and they say it's time for the benediction. And then they speak a word of encouragement and prayer. This famous one that I've used many, many times here on Sling Stones comes from Numbers chapter 6. Listen to this benediction, benedictus, good word. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Wow, that's a good word. It really is. One we could memorize, but go to in Scripture over and over again. Many times, Paul ends one of his epistles with what could be seen as a benediction, a final good word. Listen to these words from 2 Corinthians. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Wow, grace, love, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, something good to hold on to at the end of a day. The beginning of a day. Listen to this benediction that comes from the end of Philippians. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus with an undying love. In 1 Timothy, Paul ends with a very short benediction, and it simply says, grace be with you all. I love this one. It comes from 2 Thessalonians. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Don't you think it would be value if we didn't just give benedictions at church once a week, but that we had some of these good words, we shared them with people, we sent them out in little text messages. When we talk to someone, that we give a good word as we leave. That's part of the work of the people. And I believe it has power because we're really speaking God's word. And there's a promise that comes in the book of Isaiah that God's word never goes forth and returns void. It always brings forth the purpose for which God intended it. And I wonder if you could even right now just pray a simple prayer and ask the Lord to bring to mind someone that could use a good word. Someone struggling, going through a trial, possibly lonely, possibly despairing. And then obviously pray about their issue because it's important. It's not easy. The struggle will be real. But then is there a short good word that you could send off that would be an encouragement to them, that would lift them up on this day? And you may find that all of a sudden you have an entirely new ministry because you're willing to engage in the act of benediction. You have authority. Your words hold power when they're spoken in the name of Jesus. Use that power. Move forward in that power. I think you'll find something exciting begins to happen in your life and in the lives of other people when you embrace benediction, a good word, a final good word that you can hold on to and that they can hold on to. So, for whatever reason, I felt led to do this little three-part series on invocation, doxology, benediction. Now, you could have listened to these podcasts, thought they were interesting, and then just moved on. But I hope you do more than that. I hope you're willing to take the time to engage these three historic acts of the Christian church into your day-to-day life. Come, Holy Spirit, be with me. Give your power. Give us your insights. Draw us closer to Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for all that you have done, because praise is part of the very purpose of our lives. And we want to have a good word that we hold to and that we give to others. And in that, we find that we bring life to them. Let me remind you of several things. First, these podcasts, we have more and more people that are listening to them. They're just small little insights for the Christian journey. But I want to encourage you, if you're getting any encouragement yourself from them, would you tell some other people about them? We're not really advertising this, but we're getting some more people listening. But I'd like to see others be able to be served by these podcasts. Also, I remind you that we have a Facebook page, Healing Care Ministries /Terry Wardle. And also there is a website, Terry Wardle Healing Care. And we have resources there that I think could help you and encourage other people. Love to hear from you if that's possible. Don't forget, we have seminars coming up. One in September here in Ashland, Ohio, and one later in the month down in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's going to be a great time, and I know God's presence will be with us because He always is. Well, it's that time. It's the time for a benediction. And so I'm going to turn to Scripture now, and I'm going to give you a final good word. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And may you know that the love of Christ encompasses you this day. God bless you.